I want to start the programme today talking about loneliness, loneliness suffered by older people especially. Obviously, it can be worse this time of the year when everyone seems to be having fun and having family time. And I've been speaking to a lady called Flo in Belfast. I met her at AGNI's facility where we were visiting as part of the BBC's Playing Our Part campaign. And Flo began by telling me about the problems she faces.
I get lonely very easy, so do you, Stephen, because since my husband and I died, I have not been the same. And I'm in one of the wee flats now around here. And I'm happy. I'm happy in the wee flat and 2 years in it now. But I was lonely. I was very, very lonely.
What does loneliness feel like, Flo?
Oh, it's awful. You're just sitting there and you're just thinking about Christmas and all. You're not with your wee hubby or anything. And I just sit and have little cries now and again. Because I barely miss him and my sisters.
And can you give me a sense of the type of things that when you are on your own, when you are lonely,
yep,
what it feels like and what you do to pass the time?
Yeah. Well, I do a lot of things in the house. I do a lot of word searching to keep my mind going and things like that there.
Is that a danger that you would just lose your mind just in the silence?
Yes, I've been in and out of the hospitals and all, nervous breakdown. So I have, Stephen. But I know it's awful. It's awful without him. Because my sister and all said, you have to try and forget about it, but I can't. Not me.
What do you miss most about him? What's his name?
Robert. Robert, he worked in Slate Donner Hotel. He worked in Stormite Hotel and in Park Avenue. And he just passed away. He was 70 when he passed away.
Is that recently?
May. The end of May.
And how long have you been married for, Flo?
We were married the 20th of October,
1989.
Yes.
So you're married for over 20 years?
Yeah. And no family. No family at all.
And it must be difficult then to lose your life partner?
Yep. Very, very, very hard. So it's very hard. But I'll get over it. I'll get over it. I don't want to be grand enough, but I'll get over it. So well.
And so it must be really, really important for people. Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You can hold my hand.
Yeah. It's just that I miss him, Stephen. It's just not the same in the house without him. But I go up and see him all the time Roselawn. I go down all the time to see him.
In the cemetery?
Yeah.
And so, therefore, people spending time with you, people coming and saying hello.
And all comes.
How important is that to you when someone spends time with you?
Well, my sister Betty, she lives away out in Beaver State, and her and I go shopping all the time, and she takes me up to her house on the Sundays for my dinner.
And what difference does that make to you to have company?
Well, that there makes me proud, proud to be with my family, and I seem to be happy with them. So, very, very good. They're very, very good to me, my sisters.
Because sometimes when we're all busy in life, we don't realise flow. That little gesture of being with someone else, calling in to see them, picking up the phone, the difference that it can make to someone like you.
Yeah.
Can you put words to it? Just how much difference it makes? Someone picking up the phone, thinking about being with you?
My sister, I ring Betty most of the time if I had the depression or anything, or else to go to, come to Wendy. Wendy's been very good to me. I always come to Wendy and she, I don't know if it's not me, Wendy. But Wendy has been very, very good to me. So she has, anytime if I'm depression or anything or down lonely, I come over to Wendy and talk to her. But it does really help, Stephen. It does. Sorry, love.
Okay.
My goodness, Flo, I'm sorry that
you're okay.
I'm sorry that you've got upset through talking to me today. But it's incredibly powerful to remind people
really
how important centres like this are, where you can
really
get friendliness.
It does really help, love. It does really help when I talk to people. I'm okay most of the time. Yeah, I'm seem to be happy, you know, talking to Wendy and all on about wee problems. Not again.
But it's when you have nobody to talk to?
Yeah. When I have nobody to talk to, I'm just lonely, just sitting in my wee flat. But I go out and also go into my own shopping and all myself. So I do.
Listen, you're a character.
I am indeed, Stephen, yeah.
And you've got, look at the big smile on your face.
Yeah.
And you've got a lovely, lovely personality. I could tell as soon as I walked into the room.
Did you love?
So here's the thing about you, because I'm, see, through my job, like, we're all good at different things, right? But through my job, I'm quite good at reading people. And as soon as I walked into that room, I thought, there's a lovely person. There's a person with a lot of personality and a big, big smile.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's you.
Yeah. But I watch your programme all the time. It's really, really, really fantastic to listen to.
Well, it's been fantastic meeting you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephen. I mean that. All right, we're going to get a hug?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see you.
Merry Christmas to you, love.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Thank you.
Let's speak to Brenda Kearns from AGNI's advice service. Good morning to you, Brenda.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Well, that saddened me because Flo was, you know, genuinely a colourful, bright, bubbly character. And yet when you got under the skin, there's an isolation, there's a loneliness. And but for AGNI and, yeah, and groups like yours, yeah, she wouldn't see very many people.
That's right. And that's the first time I've heard Flo's story. And it's very, very poignant, but so true for so many people throughout the country. And like Flo has mentioned, she has a lot of support. She's in the day centre. She loves that. She goes around there when she wants. She has support as well from her family. But there are a lot of people out there that don't have those things, that don't know what is available to them. And it's really important that we try and get them. You know, they're confronted with isolation on a daily basis. You may remember last week, Natalie Lindo did the piece where she was trying to live on £148 per week.
Yeah.
And she was saying about that the decisions that she had to make, the choices she had to make, that, you know, how easily that can lead to isolation. Because maybe if you can't afford to go out, you can't afford to meet your friends, can't go for that coffee, that you then become more and more isolated. That's one of the areas. There's also the area of where there is a change of circumstances, where you've lost someone. You know, maybe they've gone into a care home, or maybe they've passed away, and you're left on your own. And again, there's loneliness and isolation. But there is so much help and support out there, and it's really important, Stephen, that people get the message that they can lift up the phone, they can ring us any time and talk to us. You know, there's help available there. We have services, First Connect, can go out and talk to people in their own homes and help them to make that important steps towards the services that are available to them locally. They can support them, help them with a referral through social services for day centres, for example.
Of methods to